Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Yang Mei Ui.
In April 2012.
Where the theme was Back from the Brink.
I could not see the Grand Canyon, but I knew it was there. The night was warm and dark. I was sitting on a picnic bench at a campsite on the North Rim, and I could smell the desert air. Next to me on the picnic table was a little candle, its tiny flame hardly making any indent into the darkness. We just had our evening meal, and my life in London just seemed so far away. My life in London, where I had a law job that I hated, and there were two guys who were really keen to go out with me. There was Andrew, who was a great kisser, big and hunky. And there was Mark, who was not so good with the kissing, but he was a shy, sensitive type. And they were waiting for me to choose. Which one would it be? I was really glad to be away from it all, to leave that all at home and to come on holiday. My best friend, let's call her Susan, she'd been on secondment in a law firm in San Francisco. And we'd speak on the phone in the last few months, her in San Francisco and me in London. We'd speak every other day. And it was great to be out here on holiday at last. We hired a car and we drove from San Francisco through the vast American landscape. We hiked in Yosemite, in the Sierra Nevada. I felt free at last. With Susan, I felt that I could be myself. We talked about everything. And nothing. We talked about books, films, writing, life, what we wanted for our futures. We talked about everything, but we never spoke of the one thing that lay between us. We could not see it, but we knew it was there. Susan came back from the shower blocks, walking through the darkness. She had short hair and strong shoulders. She was so at ease out here in the great outdoors. It seemed she didn't need any man or anyone. I was sitting sideways on the bench, one knee up. She came up behind me and sat down, straddling the bench. She took me in her arms. I leaned back against her. I could feel the warmth of her body. I could feel her breathing. I wrapped my arms around hers, and I could feel her cheek against mine. I could hardly breathe. My throat was dry. I thought my heart would explode. But it seemed like the most natural thing in the world. Nothing else mattered. Everything else fell away. Andrew, Mark, there was only her. The stars up in the sky were bright. The night seemed infinite. And we talked. We talked about nothing. We talked about the hikes we went on the last few days. We planned our route to San Diego in the morning. We talked about everything except the one thing that was right here, right now. And it seemed like we sat there forever like this. arms round each other. And all too soon, it was over. We packed away the utensils, we put out the candle, and we crawled into our tent, into our separate sleeping bags. We did not speak. And Susan seemed to fall asleep and just slept through the night. But I lay on my back and I stared out into the darkness. I did not sleep all night. And in the morning, I spoke to her in the soft tones that we had used the night before. "Here's your coffee. Shall I pack the car?" But she was cold and abrupt. And she did not look at me, could not look at me. And when I tried to move close to her, she moved away. We packed the car. We were going to San Diego. And as we were leaving, we stopped at the canyon to have one last look. We got out of the car and we walked a little on the edge. You know, they say the canyon is 1 mile wide, 1 mile deep, maybe more in some places. And it was strange to be able just to stand there right on the edge and look down. What would happen if we slipped, lost our footing? How long would it take us to hit the bottom? And I looked across at Susan. She was only a few feet away, but she might as well have been 100 miles. And it seemed to me that we had been at this place many times before, on the brink of something new. And this place felt familiar, the distance and the silence. And I thought, what if it could be different this time? What if she and I, hand in hand together, could take a step forward into a new adventure, into a new way of being together, and we could face the thing that lay between us? But her face was a mask. She could not look at me. And when I moved towards her, she moved away. She turned and walked back to the car. And I stood for a moment on the precipice, alone, staring out into infinity. The sun was out. It was a beautiful new day. And I thought, what if I took that step anyway, on my own? And it seemed that in that moment, I stepped out into air. But I did not fall. I did not fall. I was flying. And I am flying still.
For more stories, visit sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.